I'm correspondent Tom Wilmer reporting from the Big Island of Hawaii. Right now we're in the Kona district to explore the world of Kona coffee, which is not a flavor, but a district. Join me at Greenwell Farms for an exploration of the art of cupping and everything else having to do with Kona coffee. To do a pour over, that's ideal?
It can be for any brewing method, the choice of the consumer. It can be French press or pour over.
But you're doing pour over. I'm doing pour over here. So that's all, you prefer that?
I prefer this one, and the grind size has to meet the brewing method.
Mm-hmm. How would you grind to match the ideal?
If you buy whole bean, it has to be a bit coarser for French press. Mm-hmm. And so because I'm doing a pour over, it's so
quite fine.
Yeah. And so the way we want to do this coffee is we want to reach a 19 to 21% of extraction of the coffee. This is the ideal range. Mm-hmm. So with the right grind size, matching your brewing method, you will not go wrong with extracting your coffee.
I would assume a critical variable would be the temperature of your water.
Correct. We use this Bonita. As I brought it out, it was already automatic shut off. And so when I came out, it was already close to 200 degrees Fahrenheit.
So real close to boiling, literal correct. Boiling temperature.
Yes, yes. 200. So by the time the water comes out from this gooseneck, I will have lost another 10 degrees Fahrenheit. So it's ideal brewing temperature right now. So I'm going to continue to brew this coffee, just almost like a tea ceremony. You're having a conversation with the coffee. So once you brew, you're going to enjoy, let the coffee talk to you.
How do you create the next generation? Do you do cuttings?
It's always picked from the seed. From a seedling to production, it's around 4 years.
At maturity, where it's producing harvestable beans.
Correct, yes, yes. Enjoy this coffee.
Hold on one second.
Okay? Very nice. Okay? Enjoy the coffee, and then you're going to... I would like to tell you that our Hawaiian islands, we only serve you Arabica coffee. And that is this Arabica here.
Uh-huh,
okay,
uh-huh,
there are many okay. species available in the world.
Yep.
But our Hawaiian islands, we only serve you Arabica coffee.
Mm-hmm.
And Arabica coffee has 2 times less caffeine than Robusta.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah, okay.
So how about people like me that really like that high-powered caffeine?
Yes, so then you have to drink this coffee if you really want high caffeine level.
The Robusta.
Yes, but I'm going to show you this book. This is by Dr. Bob Arnold. Okay, the theory of roasting affecting caffeine, the theory is correct, but the amount is very minuscule. Okay, so by this book here, Coffee Lover's Diet. Okay, so caffeine chart. Okay, so you can see that darker roast has less caffeine. Okay, all right. So
it says the myth.
Yeah, it's the same myth.
Dark roasts are less caffeinated than light roasts.
Yes.
Take a look at this chart.
Yes.
It shows very little difference in milligrams of caffeine at the two ends of the roast spectrum.
Yes.
Interesting.
See that?
Yeah.
Okay, so at Greenwell Farms, we offer you our medium. We also offer you our dark, which is espresso roast. So you can see. They're almost the same.
Interesting.
Okay. I would really like to point out that you consume coffee, I would like more for the antioxidant or the polyphenol that we are after, okay? So look at the medium roast, 410, and the dark espresso roast.
Mm-hmm.
There is a decrease of 290% lost in polyphenol.
Going too dark roast.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Yes.
So again, you... Optimal would be medium light
medium,
roast.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So, but what if you are a consumer that like light roast for the polyphenol and love the robust flavor for the darker roast?
Mm-hmm.
So just blend.
Exactly.
Do your blend. Okay. It's interesting to make the consumption of coffee into a different level where you create your own. You make it a very pleasurable experience with the coffee, experience with good coffee.
And again, to interrupt, but it's important, the book that we're discussing and looking at right now is called The Coffee Lover's Diet, Change Your Coffee, Change Your Life by Bob Arno, MD. from New York Times best-selling author.
Yeah. I actually got to know this book through a visitor here. So the beautiful part is everybody share knowledge nowadays. I bought this book on eBay and totally you can see so many tags. So because
with all your yellow little post-its, it's been a Bible.
Yes. So it has brought a lot of exciting topics since we're in the coffee industry to the consumer here that and visitors here that visit with us at Greenmore Farms.
And this book is still available?
Yes, on Amazon too, if you like. But I got this from eBay. Now let's talk about the coffee.
Yeah.
Our Mamo is roasted to the medium roast. So when you taste our coffee, there is when you smell the coffee before the brew, it has such intense spice, intense cherry, intense raisins, and most important is that cacao. The raw dark chocolate.
And it's interesting that I'm picking up all of those here in the finished coffee.
Yes, correct.
That's exactly.
And I didn't even influence your taste, right?
I thought interesting because that's what I'm tasting.
Wonderful.
At the end product.
Yes. And then when we really taste the coffee and pay attention to the beautiful acidity, it has such beautiful grapefruit citrus acidity, citric acid. And then that completely goes away and then flood the aftertaste with cacao.
Yeah, again, that kind of hums along in the back palate for the longest time is totally chocolatey.
Wonderful, yes. And so that beautiful sensation is what we like you to remember this coffee. Mm-hmm. Many other coffee has a lot of acidity linger, but this has so much dark chocolate cacao linger for us.
And there's no real tannicky at all. Yeah.
Isn't that so pleasant?
Yeah.
Yes.
It's refreshing.
Yeah.
And sometimes you have a coffee and it's great and then it just falls apart in the end.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But this really carries you over like a very, very fine wine. Tommy Greenwell always like to say that this is very exotic and I truly agree with him.
So is this available for export? Can somebody order it online?
Yes, Greenwell Farms, we do ship our coffee worldwide and you can go to greenwellfarms.com.
Mm-hmm. It is 100% Kona coffee because of the appellation, because this is grown here.
Yeah.
So and it's within the family of Kona coffee.
The definition of 100% Kona coffee means all the farm must be from the Kona region and that you certify the coffee above prime grade or above, and that you can use the 100% Kona coffee definition.
Interesting. So when something is certified as a Kona coffee, it could be 20, 30 variable of different varieties, right? So there's a huge breadth of what a Kona coffee could be in specifics.
Yeah. Kona is, like we want to clarify, it's not a flavor. Mm-hmm. Kona is a region.
Right.
Many people are doing things to bring excitement to the coffee. You can grow different variety. Just like here, some farms grow geisha, very wonderful farm, friend of Greenmore Farms, and he grows only specific geisha coffee.
Mm-hmm. And what is that? What's the roots of geisha?
Geisha is the root also from Arabica, but you can see it's right here. Geisha is, the variety is...
You're showing us a family tree now.
Yeah, correct. Geisha is right here. Uh-huh. Yeah, and you see this part here, geisha is a variety.
Mm-hmm.
But Greenmore Farms, we created a Mamo, so then this will be part of around another branch up here. Yeah.
On this coffee family tree, that does not mean that you guys grow all of these.
No.
This is within the whole family of coffee.
I think we have about close to over 30 variety, but some are still under experimental, not mature enough to bring to the consumer.
And how many acres do you have under cultivation right now?
Around 75 acres in production, But the land size, the family, this is a fourth generation Greenwell managing this estate of 200 acres, yes.
I was told that this farm dates back to 1850.
Yes, it is.
That's incredible.
We are very proud of that.
But it wasn't growing coffee 150 years ago, right?
No, when Henry Nicholas Greenwell first started here, his mission was a cattle ranch. So he started to acquire land and had his own cattle.
So did the coffee production come in about the time when the Japanese here on the island started growing coffee?
Yes, we still have some grandma trees that date back to early 1900s, and we still have them here. And only in the 1980s, Tommy Greenwell and his mother started to focus all on coffee. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Tell me about your coffee club, because that sounds intriguing. In that, say I love Kona coffee, which I do, but I'm not here, and I want to taste and experiment. How often would somebody be shipped coffee?
It is a minimum of order of 2 pounds. And the beautiful part about joining Greenmount Farms Coffee Club, there's no fees. You just buy a minimum of 2 pounds.
And is there a discount for that
too? Yes, and you get a 10% off from the coffee club price. And then you can say, okay, ship to me this coffee every month, every 2 months, every 3 months. And you can switch to different roast level if you like when you decide to change. So let's say you buy 1 pound of medium and 1 pound of dark, and then okay, next 2 months when I'm ready to change, I will buy 1 pound of my private reserve and 12 ounces of my Jenny Cake.
So you can choose as you go along yourself. It's not automatic. It's not like the wine of the month club where you just ship something.
Yeah, you can always call up the toll-free line.
So tell us a little bit more about Greenwell Farms. What would be the signature coffee that people would come here asking for?
Definitely our private reserve. Coffee grown at this elevation of 1,500. And it is the varietal of Kona Typica, which is also called the Kona Guatemalan, with a bit of Bourbon incorporated into the coffee. And it's only coffee solely grown from this farm. That has been the wonderful
number one.
Mm-hmm. And then later on, Greenmount Farms also started to showcase a Jenny K variety grown at our 2,000 feet elevation. Mm-hmm. And that has been phenomenal. Like right now, we're showcasing you coffee that is all the washed method. Pretty soon, maybe some part of the coffee may be showcased where we are using a specific yeast in our processing.
Tell us about the cupping process and what the definition is and the process.
First, we follow very, very strict guidelines. The protocol is all set up by Specialty Coffee Association. Amount of coffee used in the cupping, number one. How fresh is the coffee? Has all got to be cupped within 24 hours. And when we grind the coffee, has to be cupped within 15 minutes. Has to be used about maybe 11 grams of coffee. And the same thing like you mentioned in the beginning, temperature of the coffee. But the most important for me is the environment where we are cupping. We cannot be cupping in this outdoor. It has to be a controlled environment where it is no foreign smell comes in. Temperature, you don't want to be cupping in a very hot, so AC. And then when we are cupping, we follow that cupping table, the paper, where we do the fragrance, aroma, flavor, aftertaste, sweetness, clean cup, uniformity, and then overall. We do everything in front of the body of the coffee. So we do everything that coffee is trying, we are tasting in that coffee. And most of the time, we cup the coffee blind. At Greenmount Farms, we have 3 Q graders. We cup blind. We do not know what's the coffee in front of us. Mm-hmm. I will prepare the coffee and I will go out of the room and then they will rearrange the sample and then we'll cup the coffee and then no talking until we're ready to finish the process.
And the whole point of that exercise is to judge and to grade
what
the coffees that you are growing.
Yes, correct, yes. And most of the time it's buyers wanting to buy the coffee and then we prepare the cupping for them so that way they know what they're buying.
Who would be a typical buyer? This is a commercial buyer you're talking about?
Maybe commercial buyers.
Most of your sales, would they be here? People coming to experience the farm, or the sales of your coffee, are they in grocery stores?
No grocery stores.
No.
Greenwell Farms don't sell the coffee to grocery stores.
Where would you find Greenwell Farms other than here?
Only here on site in our farm and online. Greenmountfarms.com.
So no retail places on the mainland or anywhere?
No. Uh-huh. It's we control the freshness of the coffee. All our coffee are freshly roasted, small batch, and then out to our orders.
If somebody came here and retail sales, can they buy a pound of whole bean, of not ground coffee?
Yes, Greenmount Farms do sell whole bean and ground. different preference. People have different brewing methods, so we offer both.
But if you bought a ground coffee, the staying power, the shelf life of it would be shorter than a round bean bag, correct?
Yes, because you have already increased the surface area
by
1,000 points. Yeah. So
if you're going to consume it right away, then fine to get the pre-ground coffee.
Yes, if visitors can buy ground and enjoy their coffee in their resort or in their room, and then buy whole bean, bring it home, and enjoy at home. Yeah.
Okay, and another variable is, where would you recommend the ideal place to store your coffee?
I would like to introduce you to this product called Airscape. And so can you, I go bring it for you, okay? Okay, these are called coffee accessories. The product is called Airscape. Airscape containers are ideal for coffee, also ideal for tea, also ideal for spices. But this is a 1 pound capacity. And you hear that? So this is stainless steel, right? So then now you want to hear how the way I'm going to do, you're going to hear it, okay? See all that air comes out? So then that way you're keeping your product airtight away from heat and light. By the time you push it all the way down to where the coffee is, now you have to lock it.
Oh, and that seals it. Yeah,
that seals it, and it is now airtight.
So that's an inner ring, but now you have an outer ring too.
Yes. So this is the ideal product to store your coffee.
Okay. So once you have it in the airtight Airscape, where do you store that? Okay.
On your counter.
So you don't put it in the refrigerator.
No. Yeah. No. No. So this is the ideal way to store your coffee. Yeah. So you can also order this on our website, and we will ship them to you.
Very cool.
Yeah.
So you process all of your coffee here?
Yes. Greenmount Farms, we have our own wet mill, and we also have our own dry mill where we have...
And explain the difference between wet mill and dry mill.
Our wet mill is where all the cherry comes to the area where we process to take out the layer one and two. Layer one... for the juice, layer two removed by fermentation. We dry the coffee, becomes parchment, and then we go bring it all the coffee down now to the dry mill where we take out layer three and four to become green beans.
In your drying process, do you use the sun drying process?
We try to use, we have four drying deck right now, and we also have a conventional dryer, but the
But you use the sun?
We use both, yeah. We have the sun and use the sun, and we also have the commercial dryer.
I noticed when we drove in, there was a tour van, then there were a bunch of people going on a hike. What did they experience?
They are going to first come on our tour, and we operate the tour at every half hour. Visitors will learn about the history of this farm. We show them our production area, and then we'll teach them about processing, and then back here for tasting coffee.
Okay, back to Kona Red.
Yes.
Can somebody order that online?
Yes. Once it reaches your house, then you can refrigerate and enjoy the refreshing beverage. You can also order Kona Red online. Everything that we talk about today, whatever is on the website.
And the product comes in one size only?
Yes, one size only.
Because I would like a gallon of that.
Yeah, this is really
that's great stuff.
Refreshing beverage, yes. Maybe you can go to cornerred.com and put in your zip code and see who is
Well, some places do carry it.
Yes.
Chai, thank you so much for visiting.
Thank you. Thank you for coming to Greenmount Farms. Yeah.
And where are you located?
We're located here at the...
You're beyond Kona Kailua. About
yes, how right
many?
Now at the Keala Kikua town. Actually, most of the visitors do Greenmount Farms tours and then head down to the City of Refuge and then go down to St. Benedict's Church. So we are right on their way to the volcano.
And to get back to Kona Kailua Airport, how far is that?
About maybe half hour drive, yeah.
Well, very cool.
This program came from Hawaii.
You've been listening to the Lowell Thomas award-winning travel show Journeys of Discovery with Tom Wilmer, a featured podcast on NPR.org's podcast directory. You are invited to subscribe to Journeys of Discovery with Tom Wilmer on NPR.org, NPR One, iTunes, and more than 20 other podcast channels around the world.
Support for Journeys of Discovery with Tom Wilmer is provided in part by the Society of St. Vincent de Paul. People often associate the Society of St. Vincent de Paul with thrift stores. Donations like clothing, your gently used couch, or still serviceable washing machine generate funds to assist the society in putting food on the table for people in need, or keeping the lights on and families in their homes. To find a St. Vincent de Paul thrift store in your area, visit svdpusa.org.